So, I mean, I read up on you. I read up the website is moving along.
Yeah, I mean, I've been acting for a while. I'm slower to the professional aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the city for 2.5 years now, and the good majority of that was spent studying. And I spent 2 years at the William Esper Studio.
Oh yeah.
Which you might recall. So I wasn't really doing much outside work then.
Right.
And then when that ended summer, I guess last May, I realized, oh, I actually have to put in some sort of effort here. The business aspect, it is slower to some than others, and it takes me a while, and I can work my craft as much as I want.
Right.
But if no one's seeing me.
Oh, you have to be seen.
Yeah, in this business. So it's something I'm slowly getting a grasp on with auditions, and especially with this last show. I joined this ensemble in August. I was able to do their show previous. I'm taking the next one off, which is the Laramie Project, just as a little respite for myself, and then see what's going on in the summer.
Okay. To relax, to meditate, or get away from it all,
well,
to search for another project, or try a new adventure?
I mean, there's a lot of factors. There was a level of exhaustion that came
the day in
with that part. It was like
at the part
3 months.
Two rooms. Yeah.
That meaning exactly. Two rooms. Yes,
yes.
Exactly. And that was 3 months, and it's a little fatiguing, I guess, emotionally to go through that.
Oh yeah.
3 weeks. You know, it's all, you brush it off at the end.
Mm-hmm.
We're just pretending at the end of the day.
Right.
But you know, it will physically tamper you somewhat. So it's like good to, regardless, have a few good weeks off. And then, you know, other factors being that I do like Laramie Project, if you're familiar with
yes,
it.
Yeah.
It goes with our season really well. But perhaps just for purely selfish needs,
nothing wrong with that.
I had spent, since you saw the play, the majority of the play just speaking out to myself in monologue form.
Yes.
And then coming to Laramie Project, and essentially it's a single stool confessional type out to the audience.
That's very interesting that you brought that up, because that was what really impressed me so much about your performance in Tools, is that you spend majority of that time on your own. And there is no one else to bounce off of, no other actor. I mean, very few moments, and for you to be able to do that, I as an audience member, just thinking about how much effort, skill, rehearsal, practice to stay in that and to carry those emotions through. While you're very much just talking, if you think about it, you're just talking to yourself, if you really want to think of it like that. And that did take its toll on you.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, and it was actually a skill that got strengthened as I did it, this monologue work.
Right.
Which is tough for people, because, you know, that's a lot of what auditions are, just give us a monologue, you know, and it's intimidating.
Well, what I'm reading about the method that you studied under Gil Presser?
I don't know that name.
I mean, I'm sorry, Bill Presser. I'm sorry, Bill Presser. You studied under him, and the special technique that he works with, which is practice and repetition. I read something about that. Would you be able to?
Yeah. I could elaborate some more. He is all sorts of the different schools of acting. They all stem down from each predecessor.
Right.
So Bill was the student of Sandy Meisner, who was in the group theater
right.
in the 30s.
Yes.
Who was led by Strasberg, right? And then he kind of went off on his own method. And, you know, the Esper method is not exactly the Meisner method, but that's where its roots lie. And I guess if you're going to bring it down to basic principles, it is you're going to be a present and alive in the scene if you're there and listening to the other person.
Right. And then when I read that, I'm thinking, but here he was playing a part where very much that's not happening. So
right.
that was quite a challenge for you, I can imagine. I mean, I'm just... What do you think? What do you credit for helping you do that so successfully?
Well, I mean, so that's where the basis of my acting craft come from. The Brandon Walker, the director of this show, now he had his teacher, and that's David Gideon,
right.
who follows more of a Strasberg method. And you talk to some people, and they'll say the two schools conflict with each other, and you got to pick a team, like dodgeball or something. But, you know, I don't think it's so black and white like that, because I am on the belief that if every actor is different, then each's technique is going to be different. So I'm willing to pick and grab.
You said that.
So, you know, Meisner helps so much, but specifically with this show, under Brandon's tutelage, what I got from his and the Strasberg is we would use things like, what does this scene need, for example, and I would say it would need a sense of guilt, right? Now, Meisner would say, well, if you put yourself in a situation and you believe the other person is the relation to you, you know, and this situation is as such, if you believe that, the guilt will come on its own. And that's hard for some people. So I was like, okay, let's give it a try. So we would create the guilt by aspects of my own life and past. So not to dwell on it, you know, to my emotion.
Because that's what the layman, we always hear method. That's a new one that we've heard about, and how deep they have to go into themselves.
Right, and that was my biggest trepidation going into it. And what I found is I found a medium ground between the two schools. I'm not going to start my own studio. But what I found I could do is, say if I needed a sense of guilt or a sense of longing or something, I would find some aspect in my life, if it was an event or a person, or even like an object, if I had this hat or a coin or something my grandfather gave me or something, and I could recall that and feel the ridges on the edge of the corn, that perhaps that could be enough.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we have such a long rehearsal process, because it's so much personal exploration. So what I found I could do to find this medium ground is to find whatever gave me that sense of guilt. And like first guy I'm going through, it's like it's pretty devastating in rehearsals. But
so it's not necessarily going into yourself or almost putting yourself in a. I think a method is these guys, they put themselves practically in a trance or something. They got to just go get into that.
That's kind of their issue. Well, that's my biggest fear, that I can just be in, like, all of a sudden I'm stuck in my crib when I'm two.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reality around me to adjust to. So what I would do is I would find whatever set off, for example, the guilt or whatever.
Right.
And that would be a bit of a catalyst inside me. So I would let that be just kind of dwell and grow and be whatever it is, and then adjust it. okay. to the current imagined situation of me and myself. So the adjustment in putting me back into the situation is me feeding the Meisner in me.
I see.
Of putting myself back there. That way I can just believe my situation, and there's like a residual effect from the original catalyst that got started. So like...
Right.
And it didn't work every time. And sometimes it was simple enough to put myself in a situation. Sometimes I had to dwell on whatever object or event a little bit longer. Oftentimes I could get to where I was. And you are right. It is difficult for 90% of the play. I'm just talking to myself. So I couldn't... I very often could not rely on responses from the other.
Yeah.
I had to create. And there's a scene where I'm actually talking to her, and it's the first time I actually see someone. But... You know, it's like it takes a long, specifically that passage took a long time to get specific on, because it's all recalling my office, my chair, the objects in my room, there's the mountains on the walls, everything needs some sort of meaningful poignancy to me, and even the child. So it's like, I don't know what rant I'm getting on here.
No,
but
no, this is really, this is a very hard thing to wrap yourself around. And this is something that you have worked many, many years to study. I mean, granted, there's talent here, but then the refining, the honing it in, of making it work, and for someone who's outside of that to understand this, it takes a while. I mean, how long it took you to master this, and it is something that seems a bit esoteric for the rest of us, where to understand this. I mean, well, our vision of acting, oh, just remember what you were, oh, think about that time, and just pretend it happened like that again. You're saying not necessarily so in many ways. That could be the start of something, but it has to grow into something else. And going back to, you know, we hear these things in the news about method actors, that they can hurt themselves or something, or psychologically it stays with them. It's very interesting what you say. It's almost what I gather when you discuss that, is that you're hesitant about that, or letting that happen to you. Am I right?
It's not the hesitance from like a health perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear about, you know, these actors, they lose 75 pounds.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and then they live in the slums of Rio de Janeiro for 6 months.
And they lose,
right?
It's insane. I love the man. I think it's brilliant. But I heard this one guy who said he was on set with him, and he was doing that one with Martin Scorsese, and he was sitting there just with a knife, and the guy wanted to go just say hello to him, and he goes, he looked at me, and it was the look of what the character would be, and I just walked away. Okay, if it works for them, but what do you think of that?
I respect it greatly to go through such lengths for
right.
your art. You know, if like,
it
and if
art,
that's
yes.
going to get you to find some connection with your character, and appearance-wise, sometimes things have to be done. Haircut, dying, weight, whatever. But there are very extreme roles where they'll do things to get their... emotionally, and honestly, I'm fine with it. There are certain extremes where I find that it gets it can deteriorate your life, your family, socially. These things are stories I hear about. But to a degree, it's worth doing. And I, you know, I never went into this with my director because he, rehearsing him by myself at home, it's my own deal. And I probably threw a couple sessions, maybe 12 or so hours in total, I spent blindfolded and bound in my own bathtub.
Oh, wow.
Just.
So there you go.
I mean, that's.
Let's get real.
Because. And
the
now
master has been proven correct.
There you go. I mean.
How dare you.
I appreciate the man's work.
Oh,
but that was early on. That was. I might just get a Caesar salad, actually.
Caesar salad?
Yeah.
You want chicken or just lunch special?
There's a lunch special?
Lunch special, yes.
I see.
Caesar salad, but there's no chicken.
That's special what I wanted anyway, so whatever is in the special.
So lunch special, yes?
Sure.
Caesar salad. You want soup or salad? I mean soup.
Oh, it comes with a soup? I don't want the special then. I'll just take just the salad.
Okay, no chicken.
No chicken.
For you?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Actually, do you have Diet Pepsi?
Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So that was so you tied yourself in your bathtub. Very nice. Why'd you do that? What's your point?
Well, that was early on. That was
earlier on when the play was just beginning.
When they first brought the part to me because. Uh-huh. I hesitated on the role a little bit because it's so far outside my experience.
I understand.
Most everyone's experience.
Yeah.
I could play a bridegroom, I could play an architect or a doctor or whatever, like a student or a druggy, you know, bad kid in high school. Like,
yes.
You know, I can use somewhat sort of like imagine, you know, get some sort of empathy for the character connection there. But this is so much a hyperbole of what I could possibly imagine. I wouldn't even know where to start, you know, and that's where the hesitation came, you know. So that was a personal experience. Experiment.
So it makes sense that for something that out there that you would do something. I think it actually makes sense. It makes sense to me that just to feel it physically, because from what I hear, you're very much about, you know, how the coin feels, how the tables. So I understand why you felt that you needed to go there. So,
well, I mean, as any sort of artist is going to be like a sensualist.
Right. Yes.
As Bill S. would say, an experience junkie.
Yes.
So that's something I try to do, and it was just means to a means. It wasn't means to an end. I wasn't trying. I wasn't thinking about my lines. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even putting myself in, like, the Middle East. You know, there was no location. It was just, let's put myself in a vulnerable in a and relax myself into that and see what
that was
pops, you know, and I whatever came into mind I just let it, and it was more like a daydreaming session with certain restrictions, physical restrictions.
Would it